on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, a doubleheader Friday as it always is, and today we'll be finding new winners at Mornington with Trav Noonan, and also tonight as Mark Gesty looks at Moonee Valley. First of all, though, at Mornington today, it's a beautiful day in Melbourne and the weather conditions are fine. Track condition at Mornington today is a good 4 and the rail is out 7 metres. Trav Noonan joins us. How are you, Trav?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Michael. It looks a good card out today at Mornington. And, of course, the return of Jamie Carr. So, looking forward to seeing Jamie back in the saddle.
Yeah, if you've got nothing to do, why don't you go down and have a look at the superstar Jamie Carr returning for the first time. Be a lovely day down on the peninsula. And hopefully she'll make a winning return today and we can all have a good day on the punt. The first race is over 2,400 metres. You can take out number 7. High Commission is the favourite here. It's a short price favourite at that. $1.85, the high weight race. Highland, or Heartland Raider, I should say, is at $4.40. De Bowie Prince, $5. Alterno, $7. And then you're out to double figures for the other two runners in the race. Is this a bit tight, this favourite here, Trav?
Yeah, it's probably short enough, High Commission, but it's certainly the horse to beat. Even with the 64 kilos on the back, you go back 3 starts ago, he was a dominant winner when leading all the way here, beating Tiger Tiger. That horse has come out and subsequently won, and then ran third at Bendigo when leading, and then last start was just posted wide. Clearly a forgive run there. So back to Mornington, where he's had plenty of success. He's certainly the horse to beat, 1 High Commission. 4 Alterno's got a really good record at this track. He hasn't been to 2,400, but he seems like he's looking for it after a couple runs at 2,000, 1,900, where he's been hitting the line. 2 Heartland Raiders, another horse who's got really good stats here at the track, has won 2 races here. Bit disappointing last week in the Traralgon Cup, but up to 2,400 down in grade. And 3 De Bowie Prince, certainly knocking on the door this campaign. 1, 4, 2, 3, the opener.
1, 4, 2, and 3 in the first. Race number 2 is over the 1,000. We can take out 1, 11, and 12. Title Shot for Lloyd Kennywell's a $2.50 favourite. Now, Holkel Esquire, I'm not sure. I think that's what we'll go with here, is the first starter from Team Hawks, and it's at $3.20. 4 Mac is a first starter from the Moody Yard at $3.90, and then we're down to Precious Socks at $7. What can you tell us about these two first starters in the market?
Yeah, they both jumped out really well. 4 Mac's probably been more ridden along the Moody horse in his jump outs, where Holkel Esquire has sort of been doing it under his own steam at the Flemington jump outs. I've been really taken by all of his jump outs, the son of Star Turn. And the Hawks team have an incredible strike rate when they send horses to Mornington. They go 1 in 3 with their runners at Mornington. So, and that's over a big sort of sample size of data. So happy to be with him on top here, the 4 Holkel Esquire. From the 7 Precious Socks, this horse has jumped out incredibly well, Pakenham. Its last sort of 2 jump outs shows plenty of speed. Did a lot of things right at its debut campaign. It can make its presence felt. 3-4 Mac, as I said, he's jumped out well from the Moody team. Does have the wide draw, but Luke Nolan's in some incredible touch at the minute. And 9 Title Shot was unlucky probably last start not to win, but this is a deep maiden. I thought it was short enough at the price. 4-7-3-9 in the second.
4-7-3-9 in the second at Mornington today. Race number 3, this is over 1,200 metres. We can take out number 8. The favourite here is Air Clash for Matty Laurie at $2.30. Another first starter for the Moody Yard, Tricology, is at $4.40. Mystic Realm, $5. And then Wynnum Golf, a first starter from Team Hayes, is at $6.50.
Yeah, happy to go with Wynnum Golf on top here, the son of Palantino. He's been gelded going into this preparation, and all the jump outs indicate he's a horse with plenty of speed. From barrier 3, I think Brad Kersley will take him straight to the front, and he could take some real running down here. Surprised he's as long as he is in the market, given some of his jump outs at Flemington. Happy to go with him on top. From the 1 Air Clash, Damien Lane comes for 1 ride at Mornington, which is ominous, on a horse trained by Matt Laurie, who's as good a trainer as you can get at Mornington. I thought his run last start at Geelong had plenty of merit, certainly the horse to beat, but he is short enough at the market at the moment. 4 The Economist has jumped out really well at Cranbourne for the Barry Fox stable. I think he's a horse with a bit of promise. And 5 Tricology from the Moody Yard, I think he's going to be a horse who you can follow up in trip, but perhaps not today, but he's got some talent. 7-1-4-5 in the third.
7, 1, 4 and 5 in race number 3. Race number 4, over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can take out 1, 7, 14 and 16. And this is the return of Jamie Carr. And no surprise, it is a pretty short price favourite. The punters expect that she will be back with a winner at her first ride. Inner Spirit for Kieran Murr and Dave Eustace. We've only seen on one occasion. It's first up of 411 days, and it has been backed like it's unbeatable into $1.70. I Shot the Sheriff, $6.50, and then we're out to $7 plus the remainder of the field. From what you've seen at the jump outs, is this a genuine $1.70 chance Inner Spirit with J Carr on board?
Yeah, I think it is in a four-year-old plus maiden, Michael, because there's just not a lot of horses here with a stack of upside, and he just seems to have it here in his spirit. He's only had the one start back at Kilmore on the 18th of October. He's obviously had some issues since then, but he's come back to the jump out this campaign and looked very smart in two jump outs at Cranbourne, where he hasn't been asked for much of an effort. I think if he was asked for an effort, he would have won both of those jump outs convincingly. Car Factors and Mar Eustace has got him rocked, you know, sort of short now at $1.60, but I think that's still probably a backable price. 5, I Shot the Sheriff, certainly the danger. Has done nothing wrong in its career to date. Very consistent sort of horse. 15, Silent Admirer could be the real improver. Son of former Epsom handicap winner, Secret Admirer. Ran okay first up at Tatura, and I think with a wider gate could run a cheeky race. And 3, Delightful Journey, next best. 6, 5, 15, 3 in the fourth.
6, 5, 15 and 3 in the fourth. Race number 5 is a maiden over 1,500 metres. Take out 7, 13, 15 and 16. Another favourite here for Jamie Carr, Clayton Douglas Trains, Dawn County at $2.30. Aravine at $2.70. Single Tail is at $8.50 and Cable Glow is at $10. Now, Mick Sharkey's got a share in Dawn County, and he did have a word of warning for punters out there wanting to take the $2.30 for this galloper last start, saying he wonders whether it is the type of race that will suit it today. So $2.30. Are you with Dawn County today?
I'm not. I thought he's probably short enough given he's drawn the inside and perhaps going to need a bit of luck. He's certainly the horse to beat, but I thought the 6 Flying Wreck represented a stack of value. I was really taken by this horse's run last start at Mornington over 1,200 metres. He got a long way back in that race, but really found the line. His last 200 was the 11th best of the entire day. Jared Fry, John Maloney, there is a stronger combination as anyone in Victoria at the minute, and very profitable. So happy to be with him on top 6 Flying Wrecks from 2 Dawn County. Loomed up to win Mornington first up for Clayton Douglas. Probably ran out of condition. Jamie Carr going on, there's a lot of ticks. He does look at talent, but the draw's a little bit tricky. 10 Aravine, didn't have a lot of luck last start of Packenham. Preble going on, Blinkers has to be respected. And 5 Spirit of Greg will be right around the money, should put himself up on top of the speed. 6, 2, 10, 5 in the fifth.
6, 2, 10 and 5 in race number 5. Race number 6, the second leg of the quaddie here, is a 58 over 1,500 metres. Take out 9, 14 and 15. Archaeus is the favourite at $3. I'm a Dozer, $5. Magnus Agogo, $5.50. And the Midnight Shift is at $6.50. Who do you like here, Trav?
Yeah, happy to go with Magnus Agogo. The Kerry horses on their home track always seem to find a length or two, and this horse looks ready to win after a good run last time at Pakenham, where he was the quickest last 200 metres of the race over 1,200. Step up to the 1,500 looks ideal, and this isn't a very strong benchmark 58, so happy to go with him on top. 10, Magnus Agogo. 3, Archaeus, can't be going in much better form. Susie Wells has got this horse absolutely flying. He's run placings at all of his last sort of starts. The barrier's a little bit tricky. He's going to have to do some work from the outside gate, but he deserves to be favourite. 11, Wimborne, can run well back to Mornington in this grade, and 5, Omedoza has a chance. 10, 3, 11, 5.
10, 3, 11 and 5. Race number 7, over 1,200 metres. They all go round. Classy Banner is the favourite at $4.40. Fashion Avenue, equal favourite at $4.40. Irish Impact, $4.80. Rock My Frock at $6, $7 for Stirrup. And the Country or the Picnic King, that Matty Stewart's got a little share in for Tiger Keen and Maldestro, who they said ran out of its skin last starts at $9.50. Who do you like here, Trav?
Yeah, happy to go with Classy Banner, who drops back from the Valley last start, where he was just posted wide, didn't have a lot of luck. The runs prior, definitely good enough for this grade. And his performances at Mornington as is probably usual for Mornington trained horses, have been his best. Jamie Mott, one of the best riders of Mornington going around, his strike rate at Mornington's around 25%, which is well above his sort of average at most other places. So happy to go with him on top. One Irish Yam, Impact, has got some talent. His maiden win here at Mornington was very good, then went to City Class, probably just, lacked a bit of maturity then. He can come back and run well in this grade. Two Mel Dystro, very consistent horse, who put himself up on top of the pace and definitely give Matty Stewart and his fans a run for their money. And Three Stirrup, another one going in really good form at the minute. 4-1-2-3, have to take on the favourite Fashion Avenue on the 7th.
4-1-2-3 in the second last. And the last is a 58 over 1,000 metres. We can take out 3 and also 11. Apsara had a confidence booster last start at Dunkeld, is the favourite for Matty Kamani at $2.70. Strategy, $4.80. Miss Saluka at $7 and then you're out to Ling Ling at $8.50.
Yeah, happy to go with the one Strategy on top. I know he's got the 65 kilos, but gee, didn't get a lot of luck last start at the Valley. Bombed the start and then didn't get clear galloping room in the home straight. Completely give run. Start prior, won at Morpheville in the Parks track. I think he's a better horse than a benchmark 58 sort of horse. And he's well placed here by the Kennywell stable. I think $5 is a good price. So happy to be with him, the one Strategy. 5 Shoreham Invincible is going to be a big improver with Jamie Mott getting back in the saddle. Not sure she appreciated the apprentice last time. Was a good run, though, at Terang. 2 Apsara finally broke through the maiden at Dunkeld. This is harder, but she's very consistent. 10 Mysterious Art put in a good run first up and can be around the money. 1-5-2-10 in the last. Best bet of the day, race 4, number 6, Inner Spirit. $1.70, I think if you can get that, I'd be taking it. Jamie Carmar Eustace looks a real standout. The next best, race 7, number 4, Classy Banner. Home track horse. Getting back in grade, I think he's well placed. And the value, race 5, number 6, Flying Wreck for Jared Fry and Jim Maloney. The weekend multi, we'll bring it back for the Fridays, Michael. Race 4, number 6, Inner Spirit at Mornington will kick off. Then we'll go to the NBL, which starts tonight, the head-to-head. Mm-hmm. So we'll take the Brisbane Bullets up against the Jack Jumpers in Tasmania tonight and the Wildcats to beat the Adelaide 36ers. Perth, probably the best NBL team at the minute. And Ascot tomorrow, can't wait to see the superstar Western Empire go for back-to-back Group 1s in the Kingston Town. We'll take him to win, and Zoustar to win the George Moore Stakes up against Alligator Blood & Co. So some good racing tomorrow. That all up multi should get you around $12.
Oh, I like it. Give Matty Nevitt, our producer, that multi so we can put that up on social media as well. Trav, have a good weekend, mate. Good punting.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.
Trav Noonan joining us there. We'll take a quick break in the Friday form. And when we come back, it'll be Mark Guest looking at the Valley tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Time to have a look at the Valley tonight with Mark Guest, who joins us. How are you, Guesty?
Yeah, well, thanks, Mark. Yourself?
Very well indeed. What do you make of the meeting at the Valley tonight? We've got good conditions. I heard Marty Simon speaking this morning. Track's a good 4, rail out 6 metres. How will it play?
Well, I think like normal, when the rail's out 6, you've got to give an advantage to horses that are on the speed. So that's what I'm doing.
All right. Well, let's hope we can get a few winners in the first race tonight. It kicks off at 6:15, and make sure if you've got nothing to do, you get trackside tonight at the Valley. It's good to have the Friday night lights and the crowds back. And Ken and Casey Keys have the favourite in race number 1, who chased home Lady of Honour, who franked the form last start. It's at $2.90. Sistine Explorer, $4. For Real Life is at $5.50. They're the top 3 in the market. Who do you like here, Guesty?
Yeah, I went to favourite Lim Picker. That was on the speed. It looks like it's going to lead. And from that position, it's the one to run down. It won on debut easily, and then it went to Sandown with that very good effort over the 1,300. So with the beautiful gate, it should be hard to beat anyway. Number 3. Number 7 in for second, which is Sistine Explorer, who did run third on this track last time over a little bit shorter ground. So looking for further now. So on that performance, got to be some chance. For Real Life's going in next, next pick, who raced at Geelong recently and was a pretty good effort sitting on the pace. Had every chance, though. They didn't go hard there. And number 4, Charm of the Sun next. Numbers 3, 7, 2, 4.
3, 7, 2, and 4 in the first. Race number 2 is over 1,200 metres. We can scratch 11. Indy Rose Warrior is a $3.40 favourite. Victory Bay, a first starter from the Moody camp. He's got a few first starters this weekend, and it is at $3.90 and has been supported endlessly. $5, rumbled again at $6.50. Who do you like here, Guesty?
I'm with Indy Rose Warrior. It'll take the position up on the pace like it did last time. It tackles the same distance. And that was its first run after a long break. It was over a year, former New Zealander. But it, only start back for that long, you know, that was it, and on this track. So whether they took a lot out of it, we'll find out tonight. But it's had a few weeks between runs, which I think is a good thing. So this Chestnut Filly, be hard to beat by Al Roker. A rocket, number 10. Number 6, next selection, which is Endlessly. We return with a nice effort at Bendigo over 1,300 metres. They didn't go very hard, though, and so it did have every chance from that position, only narrowly beaten by Swahili. Blinkers go off for the first time. The blinker's going on, so keep an eye on the 6 with that important gear change. Number 4, Victory Bay. I quite liked its recent jump out at Pakenham. We'll be it on the synthetic. It was back, and then the line very strongly there in that jump out. So I'm not leaving it out. I think you'll see it settled around midfield or so from that barrier. And number 3, Tarzi Call, and another one. It recently trolled at Maui and looked very good. So I'd be keeping a big watch on the 3. There's a few that could win this. 10, 6, 4, and 3.
10, 6, 4 and 3. Race number 3 is over the mile. We can take out 8. Writer's Mischief looking for 4 in a row for Andrew Bobbins, a $3.50 favourite. Wallinari, $4.20. Big Angel is at $5. And then you're out to Mostly Sunny at $6.50.
Yeah, I'm taking a punt on number 2 here, Ocean's 13, who, having its first run back at Bendigo, speaking about 6 lengths or so behind Tanker, better away there on the speed. But that was a distance short of its best, up to 1,600 suits. It has won at Moonee Valley, and it's had a few wins at the 1,600 metres. The claim has got 59 kilograms. It's got a good chance because it'll be racing up on the pace. I've got it leading from Mostly Sunny, so Ocean 13 is a good chance from that position. Fontaine Diamond, on its best runs, you think it'd be pretty competitive. Go back through a couple of its early runs, probably 5 or 6 runs ago. It has to be given some chance, and it has run okay at Moonee Valley, always won at Moonee Valley. That's important. And I've got it, so we've got Fontaine Diamond just off pace. So it'll be near Ocean's 13, so they'll give it a chance. Number 7, Mostly Sunny, up outside the lead, has got to be a hope. And number 9, Big Angel, another one who's coming through a valley effort, and it was quite a nice run over that 1,600 metres. Probably should have finished a bit closer. Maybe even could have won. 2, 4, 7, 9.
2, 4, 7, and 9. Race number 3. Race number 4 is a 78 over 1,200. No scratchings. River Twain is the $4.40 favourite. Exeter, $5. Sig Positano, $5.50. Hussay, $5.50. Sessions Roads at $8. Who do you like here?
I'm with the 1, Exeter. Its belly effort 2 starts ago was very good indeed. It was back and they didn't zoom along, and then it finished really hard defeating the Gouch. He's a pretty handy galloper, Findane in third position. Then went to Flemington in a much tougher race, got back a fair way, and it finished off. It was quite a nice effort down the straight. But around the valley, where it's won 2 from 4 races, I think it'll get a good position too. Like, I've got Ladies in London up there with Sessions Road, River Twain can box seat, and Exeter can land in that sort of one-out, one-back position. If it gets there, well then, I'm sure it's going to be hard to beat. Got the 60.5, but it has earned it. 2 for second, River Twain, whose win at Kilmore was quite good. Has been placed at Moonee Valley, and this will be its 4th run back. So hard and fit on the speed, got to be some hope. Throw in number 7, Sessions Road, who's having its first run back for a while, but fresh it goes well, and it's Flemington jump out. It jumped fast and wasn't really extended, and look like it's ready to go. So keep an eye on the Hawks run. Sessions Road will be up there. And 4, Hussay, whose Flemington run I thought was okay for over that 1,400. Especially distance is no negative. It was unlucky at the Valley, if you go back to this time last year, behind Bandersnatch. So something like that run would see a figure. 1, 2, 7 and 4.
One, two, seven, and four. All right, Gessie, let's pick up the pace as we get to the first leg of the quaddy over 9.55. Take out 5, 8, and 9. Brownie running tonight instead of tomorrow, and it's into $1.85. Munitions is Mutinous, I should say, is at $5. Passing Time at $5.50. China Affair, $7. Is this an anchor, the good thing of the night now, Brownie?
Well, I don't think it's going to lead. I've got Passing Time and Mutinous up there, and they show heaps of speed, and Brownie should be just off them. So may need a little bit of luck from the barrier, and that's why I've gone, I'll take two quaddies, one with Brownie, one out, and then I'll go wide in another quaddy in case that something doesn't happen I expected to. So you have Brownie, top pick, dominated last time at Mooney Valley. Number two for second, Prevro. If they go hard long out front and Prevro gets a nice run in behind and there's not a big field, well, he could pick up and win. I know it's best runs at Mooney Valley. We'd see it right in the finish here. So I'm throwing it in for second. Throw the seven in, Passing Time, who looked good winning a jump out. Sartorial Slender was in that jump out at Caulfield. Looked pretty good Passing Time. And number one, China Affair, another one who's coming off a nice jump out. I'm even throwing in number 10, Mutinous, who was went out really hard at Cranbourne and kept going. So it looks to have come back well. 3, 2, 7, 1, 10.
3, 2, 7, 1, 10 in the first leg of the quaddy. Second leg's over 15.28. Take out 2, 5, 10, and 12. Stay Gold is the favourite at 3.60. Equal favourite with Siri. And then we go down to Spanish Snitzel at $5.50, Guesty.
Yeah, probably going to go wide here. I'm going to stick with Wardy Boy. I liked it last time and it ran into fourth position over this distance. And I thought it was a nice run again. If it goes forward and sits there outside the leader around that sort of spot, it's going to give yourself a chance. But you've got to throw others in. The 11's going in as well, which is Saw High, who's only had two starts, so he can improve a lot. 9's going in, Curly Bergen, who did defeat Wardy Boy last time. And number 6, Stay Gold's a chance, as is number 3, Paint Me Red. 8, 11, 9, 6, 3.
8, 11, 9, 6, and 3. Then the third leg of the quaddy, race number 7, is over 1,200 metres. In this race, we take out 11, 13, 14, 15. Savannah Cloud is the favourite at $2.90. Address Melbourne, $6. Bold Manor, $7. Does Savannah Cloud finally get another win tonight?
Well, it's my best, and if it gets some luck, I'm sure it'll be right there because, its return was quite good, Ballarat. There's no match for Marabai or Marabi. It's had a couple of runs at the Valley, had a couple of second placings, so it's going to improve a stack after that first run back because it hadn't raced for so long, over 9 months. Big chance to Savannah Cloud gets a bit of luck because it will settle back a little bit. 10 Bold Manor would be the threat for mine, if any. The Winkers go on for the first time, wasn't beaten far at Sandown. They're the main two, 9 and 10, further out to 7, 12, 4, 2.
9 and 10, the two major ones there for Guesty. And race number 8, the last of 8, it jumps at 8.45 tonight. We can take out 2 and 12. My Delight for Chris Waller. Damien Oliver is the favourite at $3. Running Cloud, $3.80. Lost Impact, $7. And then Oceans of Stanimer at $9. How do we end the day?
Yeah, I'm going skinny in the last as well. Running Cloud and also number 10, My Delight. Running Cloud was very good at the Valley over 2040. Again, same distance. And I think it'll settle. It can go forward. Won't be back. Missed the start last time, but I think it can go forward, be up there. And it's got a chance, a big chance. My Delight's got the blinkers going on first time. Was only 2 lengths from the winner over the mile, so it looks to be suited up a little bit further in ground. So 1 and 10, the main two picks. Then 3, 9 and 8. The quaddy, 3, 2, 7, 1 and 10, or 3, 1 out. 8, 11, 9, 6, 3, 9 and 10, lastly 1 and 10. My each way is in race 3, number 2, Ocean's 13. And I thought Wardy Boy was a ruffian, race 6, number 8. And the best, Savannah Cloud, race 7, number 9.
What's your best of the weekend?
I haven't decided that yet. I'm still going through it.
All right. We'll hear a little later with Hawley Boy then. All right, mate.
Cloud home, and then I'll, I should... When I'm talking to Gareth, I should have enough. I should dissect which one I'm going to make the best.
Perfect. That's a nice little tease for Gareth's show a little later. Have a good weekend, Guesty.
Thanks, Michael.